An extract from Colburn Sands by Gordon Bottomley.
In 1698, the town of Colburn was buried by a sandstorm. A chorus of winds and trees recreate this incident.
Between the tide and the great heights, there was a fair land at Colburn in Morayside. It heard the sea on still night. Its corn was full. Its ancient life was kind and calm. The oldest wife knew no tale but a tale of peace. And a singing river that came from the knees of the great heights swept down the seas and the desolate, shelterless sand, the lonely, innocent sand. The loveliness of the land comes by its trees, and this was a region of pines that give a voice to the lightest air and change the sound of the wildest storm to something wilder, wilder, and where there are no men, make sounds and signs of life and mysteries.
There is strange life in trees and in the instincts of their form. It comes from the earth and the air, whispering,
wakening,
stirring.
And the sand, the moving sand, the ever-moving sand that flows wherever the streaming wind flight goes.
Sweeping,
swirling,
rising.
The wind begins. The force of the air awakes and is sounding beyond the tide. In the mountains where its voice is hounding the ruffled eagle, the fellow wind. It is renewing its search for the haven it cannot find. It's anger that it should still be blind. It's old pursuing. It has remembered that it can tear us, leaping, surprising.
We have passed the whitening waves. Beware us.
Stooping like the hunting bird.
Swooping between the rollers ranging.
And the sand, the little sand, has heard as it has never heard before.
And the harmless sand has heard. It has felt our touch. Its films are stirred in sheltered stretches of shore.
It is the vapor and earth no more. Earth no more. The wind is its shaper. Its place is changing. It is one with the wind. The lift is darkening. It sways all things in a singing veiling. There is no more any space for seeing.
Is it not thinning? The darkness is paling.
It is denser and thinner, and denser and dimmer.
Trees, I am here! Tall trees, are you hearkening? You we have known, we have feared your embracing, torturing, strengthening, and age overthrowing. But what is this beyond our knowing? From a new place in the mountains racing, a low-flying cloud and a great gull chasing, I leap and I come, thwarting the waves, stripping their cresting, raising the sand from an age long resting, laboring against it, heaving and lifting, heavy and fight with it, panting and breasting, a moving wall of it, settling and drifting.
The storm cock is dumb, the sand is rising from bowl to bow,
and man hides in fear, but the sea and I sing,
and the corn lands are hidden by dry sand now.
Light and wounding is the sand's touch. It does not matter, the wind is yet sounding, and the sand is to cover you overmuch.
Bark, needles, and next year's bud, it strips, and we bleed.
And sand still rises and pours in flood, and that is all the healing you need. The eagle in all its heavenly pride at last must descend. And the wind that it cannot master and ride has also its end. The air is dark no more with a mixture of wind-divided soil. The deceitful earth that seemed without fixture is still again for man's toil.
By day and night on a dreary shore,
now and seeming forevermore,
there is no life but the passing bird, no sound but its cry or a lost man's word.
Or a breath that calls a change in the dance
of small sand spires that swirl by chance.
And again are quiet, and again awaken, hushing and sighing,
dying and of dead things.